Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I know you're just a shill for the big cell phone companies, but we're still happy to have you on the show.
Thank you very much,
that's
Mark.
What somebody accused you of yesterday after we talked about the latest data on the cell phones. Provoked quite a debate.
Yes.
But even the experts, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but even the experts are saying, you know, don't stop using your cell phone. So.
Well, that's it. And also, this segues in very well to this particular item we're talking about today, Michael, with regards to risk, where you have the risk of glioblastoma of the brain is extremely, extremely small.
Yeah.
The risk of stroke is is unfortunately very, very high.
And one of the things that is causing a lot of concern is apparently women are uninformed about the warning signs, so they're more likely to die of a stroke than men.
Yeah, I think the emphasis on women in this case was because more women are, as you mentioned, are dying of stroke. The latest information from 2007, that's the furthest it's been in terms of tabulating the data, showed that there was about 8,200 women who died of stroke compared to 5,700 being men. Now, that can be a lot of different factors, but the point is that they start to look at women for this particular study, but I'm sure men fall into this category as well, and they found that although one-third of women were more likely to die of stroke, they were having difficulty, a lot were having difficulty. One in three women could not identify two of the warning signs of stroke, which is sudden numbness, difficulty speaking, blurry vision, severe headache, dizziness. So that's quite a substantial number of women. And same number couldn't identify the causes of stroke. One in four women didn't know that major risk factors for stroke were high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and physical inactivity. So this is an important aspect of recognizing the disease, because if it does happen, you have about 3 hours to be treated, and you can reverse a lot of the symptoms. In fact, completely reverse them, such as not speaking, paralysis, all the things that we usually associate with stroke. You can reverse a lot of these particular symptoms, such as the paralysis, the loss of speech, blindness, the memory loss,
right,
because they use clotbuster drugs for some cases. So that is an important aspect of it. 80% of strokes are preventable if you reduce the known causes. And so this is more just to try to inform people and let them know that there are things that you can do to prevent something that is very common. Unlike what we talked about yesterday, 69, almost 70,000 Canadians died of heart disease last year alone. So every year there are 70,000 people that are dying of this disease, preventable disease. Lifetime risk for a woman to die of heart disease, lifetime risk, is 1 in 2 will die of heart disease, and for men it's 1 in 3. The most common disease that we have, number one in Canada, with regards to morbidity and mortality,
right,
that's what we should be focusing on.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.